Shin Samach Aleph. We did Sefer Aleph, we didn't do the Mishnah Berurah yet. So we're looking at Mishnah Berurah, so cut now. So the Gag is Samach Shosu Rabbim, Besach Asar Tvachim. Hainu, Shalitzad Shosu Rabbim, Eno Gaboy Asar Tvachim. So on one side of the building, it's adjacent to Shosu Rabbim. And on that side, the height of the Gag is less than 10 Tvachim off from the surface of the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. On the other side of the building, there's a chatzar in front. Tzad chatzar, who can I ask to him? From the chatzar side, it's 10 Tvachim high, more than 10 Tvachim high. Now, Dilu lo hoyo gavoya asar tvachim, av tzad chatzar, if on both sides, it's less than 10 Tvachim, the access from the chatzar to the gag, in the case it have to be that, you know, the house inside was 10 Tvachim deep. You could carry it, the floor of the house was a sunken floor. On the outside, it's less than 10 Tvachim from the chatzar to the gag, and less than 10 Tvachim from the Rosh Hashanah to the gag. So in that situation, putting a sulam, kabur the sulam in the chatzar, allowing the gag to be easily accessed from the chatzar, would not work. Why? Darbish is a Ram Gomer, Kishu Rabbi Machatvin Alov. So, if the Rabbim is using it, because that's the height we had before, the idea of Rabbi Mechatin Olav, that they would use it to adjust their packages, etc. So this would be the same thing as that. The usage of the Shizu Rabbim and the height and being adjacent to Shizu Rabbim combined together to give it to the Shizu Rabbim. Ushay Mechatin Olav, Havya Kuponim Karmelis. And if they're not using it, since it's mice, it's not 10 Tvachim high, it's a caramelist.
So a sulam is better because a sulam is a hekev? I would have thought that this is better than a sulam. Here I have easy access to the roof from the chatzar.
Well, you're right, but the point is over here. The fact that inside is Rosh Hashanah Yachid will not work for the outside, because the outside the Mechitz is only 9 Tvachim high. So there's no Rosh Hashanah Yachid here, Daraisa.
Other than the question I asked yesterday, which is the Rosh Hashanah Yachid on the inside, which...
Saying, because the Rosh Hashanah Yachid will not work for the outside because it's only 9 Tvachim high on the outside. The Rosh Hashanah Yachid inside doesn't work for the outside, it's the Mechitz on the outside work for the Gag. So the Mechitz on the outside are 10 Tvachim high, so even though the Gag has nothing around it, but then you need the Mechitz outside to do that.
This house isn't Rosh Hashanah Yachid on the inside?
Correct, but then outside it's Mechitz on the early 9 Tvachim high.
But Rosh Hashanah Yachid over the
Rekiah? The Rosh Hashanah Rekiah is when you have Mechitzes which are 10 Tvachim high, it's a lot of the Rekiah. But over here, on the outside, the Mechitzes which are functioning vis-a-vis outside are only 9 Tvachim high. So there's no Erlad Rekiah over there. I mean, if there be no roof there, so yes, but once there's a roof, the roof caps it, that there's no Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
So in the case of the walls are 10 Tvachim outside, so yes, there's Rosh Hashanah Yachid on top of the roof as well. And that's our Erlad Rekiah. But over here, it's only the walls are only 9 Tvachim high. So that's the din of over there, the din of the Omud.
Yeah, but even leaving aside that question of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, comparing this case where it's less than 10 Tvachim from the Shusha Yachid to the case of the Mechaber, in both cases it's less than 10 Tvachim to the Shusha Rabin. But in this case you have easier access from the Chatzer, so again, I would have thought that would make it...
But in the case where the Mechaber's case where it's 10 Tvachim from the Chatzer to the roof, the roof becomes the Shusha Yachid, the Raisa.
Ah, okay. Okay.
In the case you're saying if the wall, if it was under 10 Tvachim, if it was 9 Tvachim, the wall... inside is a Rosh Hashanah Yachid because
you,
the walls on the
you
inside,
drop the floor.
Or the walls on the inside are more than 10 Tvachim.
Right.
Because of the floor being lower.
So if... And the scenario where the Mechaber gives is that there's here's the house, Rosh Hashanah and a Chatzar. The house is low, so from the Rosh Hashanah until here is 9 Tvachim. On this side is a Chatzar, and it's just on a slope, so it's 20 Tvachim from the Chatzar till the top of the house. Right? So that's the case of the Mechaber. Shabur says, what about a case where everything's equal? And inside the house, so the whole thing, the whole 9 Tvachim high on both sides, how can we show the Yechad at all? Inside the house, the floor is lower. They dug out the floor. So, but on the outside, it's only 9 Tvachim high on both sides. So either that's going to be, if it's being used with Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah. If it's not, it's the Carmelis. So the Sulam is not going to change that. I will hash a kibbutz mitzvah chotzer who kibbutz yasar tvachim. And since on the case of the Mechaber, it wasn't the case where it was 9 tvachim on both sides. But rather, in the case of Mechaber, it was 10 tvachim from the chotzer side. So now, since therefore yeshal gag torish yeshusu yachid, so the gag is yeshusu yachid. So mitaraisa betzem is yeshusu yachid. So then the sulam is conveyed that this is going to function as part of Shasayachid. He's basically by giving himself access from the chotzer to the roof. It's a declaration that he plans to use the roof. And if the Bnei Rosh Hashanah use it, he'll tell them, please get your hats out of here. You know, I don't want you using this. This is for me. So by doing that, it's not Rosh Hashanah anymore. It's not being Mishamish Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so that's the case that the Shulchan Aruch says. So now the place of the Sulam Kavua there defines what the status of on top of the Gag is, that it's Rosh Hashanah Yachid Minaraisa and Minarabonon, you're allowed to carry there. Now what about the scenario if it would be 10 Tvachim high from the Shulchan Aruch, in a circle of Sulam? Maybe I said it wrong. The next piece of this is not
the next piece.
Yeah, that's what he says. Magag no more pachos mesor tvachim mikoltzad. So the case where it wasn't 10 tvachim deep inside, okay? If it was 10 tvachim deep inside, so he had a floor which is sunken. Okay. Yeah, the Chazon Ish argues. Okay. Rabbi Mechredim Cholk Malab, but the many argue with Dait the Mirabon and Shem Karmis Al Gaboy Milamala Kimon Shulamach Mesor Tachem Mikol Tzad Sor Sulam Hatira. So he's saying, in the case you're talking to Jews, Rosh Hashanah, we're talking to Rosh Hashanah, the rice. Not even just Rabbanim, even the rice. The Prima Gadim contemplates that possibility.
Why?
If the house inside is 10 Tvachim deep, and the outside is 9 Tvachim from both sides, the Chotzer and from the Shusharabim, and the Rabbim. 9 Tvachim, we said before, is a height where people find it's a good height to adjust their burdens, their packages up. And that, therefore, an Omer, as it did Rosh Hashanah, the top of the Omer, was 9 Tvachim high, because it's part of the Hiluch of the Rabbah. That's how you walk. So he's, the Prima Gadim is counted by the evil inside of Rishas HaZiyachin and Talmud Rishas HaRabim because Rabbi Mechatrin love, and that'll override the status of what's inside. Okay. So he went through four scenarios. So we have four scenarios that he discusses. He discusses where it's nine tefachim inside and out on both sides. So it's either going to be a Rishas Rabim or a Karmelis. Case where it is 10 tefachim from the Rishas Rabim side. So you don't need a sulam. And the case of the Mechaber, where it's 9 Torah from the Shazar Rabbim side, it's 10 Torah from the Chatzar side, you need a Sulam. And then the case where it's 10 Torah inside, and it's 9 from both sides. So the Magen Rabbim says, you don't need a Sulam. And many of the Chorim disagree with that. And the case of Rabbi Mechatur Lob would be passing it's at the right, so that's Shazar Rabbim on top. Okay. They'll put their hats or small items on top of the roof. If it's in the rice, then it's just a rabbi. Sulam's not going to change that. Take a look at the Shar HaTziyun in Zion and Ches. So he says, "Not Rishas Rabim Mamish." Begam. Furthermore, Halor Rashi Vatzah Kosev Ha'Yedei Shagavoyas Artvachim Mitzad Chotzer Less Alei Shem Rishas Rabim Avshar Rabim Mish Mechatur Nalov. The argument that Mitzad Chotzer is 10 Tefachim says it can't be considered Rishas Rabim because from that end it's defined as Rishas Yochid. Now he said it's Kedr Rishas Rabim Helber Rabim Mishtem Shemelov because people use it. Rabbi Grosh Achim is at the Baal Mastir Le the Rashbo Baal Mitisha Tefachim Adasar Hab Rishas Rabim Gomer Medin of the Amud before son of the Rabbanus the Raisa. Even between 9 and 10. Kamach, which I said, Chatzar Gavoya, Sar Tvachim, Al Kain Mahani Sulam, Dibam, Ola Mahani, Myrlis, Mechatim, Yerse Mitisha Tvachim, Lahoyan Lahak, Rinyanedo, Yerse Mitisha Klau. Christian Chabar is because of the case of Betoch, Sar Tvachim. If it's Dafka, exactly 9, which that was in Chalikas before. So why are we discussing anything less than 10? It's not true. The only issue we're discussing is the case was exactly 9. So apparently, the Rashi holds that anything between 9 and 10 becomes Hezden Merab and Mechatun Alav, Mina Raisa. Fine. But over here, it's not, because the Mitzah says the Mitzah the Chotzer is 10 Tvachim high. So it's gets the Rishon Yochim from that end. So then Rav Mechatanov doesn't change that. Even though he's Mesupik before, when it's 10th of him inside, maybe Rav Mechatanov does change that. Dal Mechatzer, Rav Megag, Mutt, the Talat of Akulay. So, he's allowed to carry on the roof, but he cannot carry things from the chotzer to the roof. He makes the sulam kavua. He has to leave it there. That's going to be there. Bein lechol, bein leshabbos. Hana shoymid shem sulam tamid. Aben pamim salakle hareu kamandales. It has to become that this is the stairs to the roof, and it stays all the time. Now,
so why is it mutter to carry on it? Because once we say sort of a karmelis, sort of a shvus rabban, but we only say legabe current to the chutz, so we don't really say regarding itself.
So there is a shittas on Rambam that it's also to carry on the roof also.
Mm-hmm. It just seems simpler to understand. That we
right. The Mechaber went with the other Rishonim who made this pshara type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Chatzar shenifritzo b'meloya. A chatzar which one side was totally opened out. Or in a case where, so that means even if the length of that wall is less than 10, if the whole wall fell down. Or in a case where there was a wall longer than 10, and the part of the wall fell down, which that part itself is more than 10 amas. So, excuse me. So, if you have the chatzar here and the shesurabim here, so the flow of traffic is in the shesurabim, and here's the wall, so people don't go there. Now the wall fell down, so he wasn't accustomed to be mishtamish with the area of the wall because there was a wall there. So that's not part of the shamshes of the chatzar. It's not part of the flow of the traffic of the shesurabim. So the status of where that wall was standing, the thickness of the wall, the foot thick wall, whatever it was, which is now fallen down, it has a status of tzidei rishus rabbah. Okay. Shul Carmelis.
What was this last thing? The place of the falling down wall having the status. Tzidei rishus rabbah.
Is that Tzidei rishus rabbah, where the wall was? Okay.
How would yeah.
What? I repeat that.
How saying? Did this come today?
You had a chotzer, and you had a rishus rabbah. Here's the wall. This wall falls down, so the wall is thick. It's like that thick. Now this is, there's no there's, it's available to walk on. So this is just rab. This is you don't walk here because it's out of your way. But you might use that area for something along the way. That's called tzidei rishus rabbah. It's not made for him. It's not the makom hiluch of the rabbin. So it's called tzidei rishus rabbah. So it's considered a karmelis. K'mo shehu echotzer. Now, the chotzer also is going to get the chotzer is not porous to loyal to Rishus Rabbim. But it's not Rishus Rabbim, it's a karmelis. It's an unenclosed, it's a space which is not enclosed, which is not Rishus Yachin, which is not made for your little Rabbim. It's not a Malkam Tzuris, it's a karmelis. So the chotzer is going to get a status of a karmelis in this situation.
What situation?
Wall falls down. More than 10.
What, the wall had been more than 10?
Or the whole wall falls down. Okay.
The wall had been more than 10.
The two scenarios. One is the wall was larger than 10 and then more than 10 fell. The other scenario was that it was less than 10 but the whole thing fell. So there's no, it's not closed at all on that side. Now, let's do this.
On what side?
Let's do the Shibra up to this point. Vav. So welcome to Mechitza Nidon, this is Rishos Rabbim. Tid Rishos Rabbim, Baal Nikra. Tid Rishos Rabbim in general is, Kishamidim Avonim Gudalis. So, what was the scenario of Rishos Rabbim in general? That you would put on the side of the flow of traffic, you put some type of a barrier there. Avonim Gudalis, so Shalotim Yisaitis, Samachal Kersel, Shal Yasiku Kronis. So that would act as a buffer to prevent the wagons rubbing against the walls of the Chateris or the Batim, which were fronting on the Shazarab. So to prevent that damage, they would put some type of barrier which would force the flow of traffic to be within the barriers and not immediately adjacent to where the wall is. So what's the status of that gap? So however, Shabinayim Nikri Sidur Shasarabim. So that area is called Sidur Shasarabim. Vidinoi, its status is Kikarmelis. It's not made for Hilchah Rabim. That's the whole point. That you're preventing Hilchah Rabim from going there, so it's not a Shasarabim Derais. But it's an open area which is not fully enclosed, etc. It's like Abdin of the Carmelis. Well, so tell them it's Hilchah Shasarabim. So that's in general. K'mashmol da'apin yinenu athalek ashum hefzik v'en al-chotzim v'shasarabim. But over here, the area where the wall is, you could argue this is the flow of traffic and the wall is here. So now there's nothing, there's no blockade. In the case of classic Sidur Shasarabim, you would put something there to force the traffic to be between the two posts, two set of posts, and therefore you've basically removed all the traffic on the side closest to Shasar Yachid, so Sidur Shasarabim. Right? But now over here, there's nothing there. There was nothing there outside of the wall, and that the wall falls down. And now the flow of traffic is into where the wall is. Eventually they're going to have to weave their way out of it, because this reprieve of extra space doesn't last for that long. But for that period of time, it's potentially there's a flow of traffic there. Over here there's no blockade. So it's easy for direct access from the Shasarabim without any difficulty. You don't have to do anything else to get it. To go there, they're going to go in there. So the Kiddush over here is still, its status is only Sidur Shasarabim. Because the mice is not made for Hiluch. Therefore, it's a Carmelis. And also, which means, also Taltim, Mimokim Zeh, Lechut Shur Shasarab. So within Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to carry up to Dalar Amos. Sidur Shasarabim, because they're a Carmelis, you cannot carry from a Carmelis to Shasarab, even one step. Now, if you come to some of the chotzer, mutzer, the mekarmelis, the karmelis come to tell them, shesurabim, shalonu yesh lahachmim. If what's outside of the chotzer was actually not a shesurabim, was actually a karmelis, so then the mokum where the wall was is the karmelis, so that's the karmelis, you gave from karmelis to karmelis, within Dalai Lama's. You'll be allowed to carry. And he says, what about Irish shesurabim? Why is he saying that? Because Lashonas of the Mogen Rum and the Taz, their Lashonas indicate that they understand that nowadays we're saying nowadays Inland Rosh Hashanah, it's always a Carmelis. So then you're allowed to carry. He says, no, it's your Machmir. That's Mishabur, which we saw before in the Ber Lochem, Shimrim Hay. That not like the original list of the Rishonim was much more on the side. That you need, there was the early Rishonim say you need 600,000, otherwise it's just a Siyachin, but he goes through a list of many of the Rishonim which do not require 600,000. So therefore, with the rice, the potential derises, you can't, if you're Machmer, consider it as if we have a Shasarabim, and therefore, we don't. The flow is, well, nowadays only Carmel is according to them. So you're not like a Carmel, you're allowed to carry from Carmel to Carmel. No. Shasarab, you can't carry from there to there. Because it's pretty much for sure, it's meeker than it's probably Shasarab. It has different Carmel, it's Kamoi, Shahuba Chotz, Shalat the Chotz. Retzalimer. Kamoi, Shahuba Gufa, Shem Carmel, Saleh, Machma, Shahu Parts, Baruch Revius. So the Chotz gets different Carmel is. Kein or Gam Kein, Makam Mechitzes. The Makam Mechitzes joins it. But instead of the Mishnah Zeh Shnei Dvarim, we have two lessons from this language that the Shulchan Aruch is writing. Echad Mechitzes also the Talmud Kiim B'Tzachar Ba'Amos. he's saying it's a carbon like the chotzer. It doesn't mean like chotzeris in general. It means like this chotzer over here, which is part of Bimloya. So it means you can't carry all the halalamas. She's a book of machitza, the secha chotzer, but the talta besecha rabbis. Carrying from the Mokka Machitza to the Chatzar, within the it's caramelous to caramelous. So within the Alanamas, you can carry. The Maru Shem Karma is a log, Kaleel, Timon, Shem, and Bob, Sif, Bez, again.
What's the Mokka Machitza wall fell down?
That's what we're talking about the whole time, see. The wall fell down. And so now the place where the wall was, you can go there, so what status does that have? Okay, now back into the Machaber. If the piercer was not along the length of one of the walls, but rather a corner, was Nifritz. So now things get feel the Meyasser, Osir. So what's the argument? The argument is that we said why isn't an opening in the chutzpah a problem? We said because people make psachim they make access points, and they expect that access points to be open some of the time. You got to get in. So the fact that there's an open access doesn't take away the shem mechitzah. But the Mor says that nobody makes their doorway in the corner. You always make the doorway on one of the sides. So on the side we say we say it's a door. Well, you know, eventually it's not a door anymore. It's more than 10 amos. Okay, it's not a door anymore. Fine, it's 5 amos. It's still a door. It's a big door. But the Mora says nobody makes a pesach on the edge on the side on the corner. We're looking for. You make it along one edge, not along at the corner. Therefore, we cannot judge that this. This opening with the rules of up to 10 amas, it's considered a doorway. It's not true. This is a piercer because people don't make doors over there. Okay, I feel a papachus miyasser. And furthermore, now, but what about pitikriyar besoysen? Venifer's got my kerui. If there be any awning or covering overhead, that broke off as well. So no particular resolution. I should just relax it, and it's going across at an angle. So that's also, even though it's less than 10 amps. Okay. Oh, Pirtza Shannon chair cameras of us. Now, the reason why I threw in the roof issue, let's say the Pirtza wasn't in the corner. Then I'm. But we lost more than 10 amas. But there's a roof here. So we'll say, I have this new din. Arena Bay, Pita Kriyar Besoysim. Philip Yerza Master, even though the opening is more than 10 amas, doesn't bother me because it's closed. What do you mean it's closed? Well, the roof is Pita Kriyar Besoysim. Who shall you have Pita Kriyar Meshupa, the Lekapet? But it only works if the roof is not on a slant. Because if the roof is at a slant, you don't say because it's considered like halachically it's lacking a pet.
Even though what's more than 10
amas? I can say pitikar b'soysim even though the opening is more than 10 amas.
What?
Which normally that be if the piercer's on the corner, we said it's a problem. But if it's at a length of one of the sides, but there's a roof on top, you say Pita Kriyar Besoysim. Therefore, that means even if the opening is up to 10, I don't care. It's a doorway. The problem is, if the opening is more than 10, it's not a doorway, it's a piercer. Well, but yeah, but you could say if there be a roof, you'd say Pita Kriyar Besoysim. Pita Kriyar Besoysim. They're like a pet, because if it's at an angle, it's not considered a Pita Kriyar.
What is that an angle?
Let's hold this here.
What is that an angle?
And we'll pick up as a sham.